Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 313 for December 30th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And the title of the song you're listening to is Part 2, and it's from the album Judith Martin. Well, I want to thank you for being a listener and being a subscriber to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. That's meant a lot to us over the years. And we're very thankful for all of you out there listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And we consider you a part of the family here. So I want to wish all of you a happy new year. And I hope you all have the most prosperous and well-traveled new year ever. So my best wishes to everyone out there in the listening audience. Now I want to let you know, once again, I mentioned this last week, but the Home Base Travel Agent Show is making a change. And that's going to begin next month, here in another 2 days, in January of 2012. We're moving from a weekly show format to a monthly show format. Now, we'll be posting a new episode of the show in the middle of every month, and we're going to review that production schedule about mid-year in 2012, and at that time, we may return to a weekly production schedule at that point. So if you haven't done this already, you might want to take a look at the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank our sponsor, Citrix, for being a long-term sponsor here on the show. And we really appreciate it. And you know, it's challenging to get colleagues together for a meeting when people are traveling, or maybe they're working remotely. But if you use GoToMeeting by Citrix, it doesn't matter where your team members are. All they really need is an internet connection to join GoToMeeting, and in seconds, everyone is literally on the same page. Now, it's easy for you, it's easy for your attendees, and it makes conference calls that much more effective. Now, you can see all of this for yourself with the free trial that I'm offering to my listeners, and you can get this free trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com and click on the Try It Free button, and then enter the promo code PODCAST. Now, it's easy to set up meetings, and it's easy for all the people attending your meeting. Plus, GoToMeeting lets you hold as many meetings as you want for one flat monthly rate. Now, voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing is included in that flat monthly rate. So again, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. Well, we have a great co-hosted segment coming up. You're going to learn a little bit about social media and how that impacts your marketing as a travel business. And I hope you stick around for the remainder of the show after the co-hosted segment, where we have three news items that I'm going to talk about. News items that I've researched and I think are interesting for people that are travel professionals. So stick around for that. So here, what I want to do now is move right on into the co-hosted segment. So with that, here we go. Well, hello, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and glad to have you back. And this is the last show of 2011. After doing this since 2005 and having a last show every year for a number of years, it's always a pleasure to bring you the Home Base Travel Agent Show and the co-hosted segment along with our guests. And we really enjoy our guests and have a great time with them. Before and after the official recording takes place, we always have a good time. And hopefully we pass some of that along to you as listeners here when we have the guests on the show. And with that, what I'll do is turn it over to Laureen to do the introduction of our guests. Thanks, Laureen.
Great. Thank you. And Happy New Year's and a safe holiday for everybody. Thank you again for listening to our podcast. We can't do this without you. So I wish everybody a safe and happy holiday. And I would like to introduce our guest. She is phenomenal. Had the pleasure of meeting her on the NACTA conference a couple months ago. I have to say, I had never heard of her. I have now since knowing her and experiencing her workshops, have listened to probably about 15 of her podcasts. The remaining ones are still in my iPhone to be listened to. I've now been on two of her NACTA webinars, and having been on the NACTA cruise, I got to experience her magic. This woman is absolutely phenomenal. Her name is Catherine Haig, and she is an international speaker and trainer. She totally rocks. She is also the owner of Customized Management Solutions. And Catherine, I would love to welcome you to our show, and thank you again for being our guest.
Well, thanks, Lorene. It's great to be here, and it was so fun to meet you on the NACTA convention. It was great to connect and talk social media and talk marketing and have a few laughs as well.
It was great. You're a wonderful speaker, and you have so much information to be able to share to travel agents. So thank you again for being on our show. Let's start off talking a little bit about who you are, what you do, what does Customized Management Solution do, and how do you work with travel agents?
Oh, that's a great question. I speak and train in the tourism and hospitality industry, and I also put together social media strategy for clients. So travel agents connect with me through my website, and they can enlist me to help them out with their social media, either on a consulting basis, or I will actually build and maintain their social sites for them. So in addition to that, I also do some webinars throughout the travel industry and tourism and hospitality industry, and speak at conferences.
One of the strategies you talked about during the conference was how to promote yourself as a travel agent. What can you do to get the word out, make yourself unique, and stand out from the, let's say, brick and mortars? What are some recommendations that you have, and how do you work that with your clients?
Home-based travel agents, I believe, are in a really unique position because they can build and do whatever they want, because typically they're working for themselves. And I believe that they can set themselves apart based on their expertise, their knowledge, and their niche market that they've set up for themselves. And social media lends itself perfectly to all of this. And in addition, they can integrate with their traditional means of marketing themselves and pull together a really tight-knit strategy that meets the needs of their audience.
Some of the things that you talked about in terms of social media were ways to be able to stand out on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Are those the areas that you would encourage travel agents to start kind of working their business?
Yes. Most people start with Facebook because either they're familiar with it from a personal level, or they see that a lot of their colleagues or the consortiums that they belong to are already on Facebook. And some tips that I offer to travel agents for making themselves stand apart from the rest of the folks out there is to post frequently. Be on your Facebook business page posting about fam trips that you're taking, or about a webinar that you've listened to, or a recent podcast that you've listened to. And focus on the destinations that you know well, and set up a media calendar for how you're going to talk about those destinations or that product, and move through it in a sequence that's engaging for your clientele. So the first step is to know who your clients are, and then identify your own niche markets and promote that through your Facebook page. And then, of course, you're going to want to follow up with some blog posts along with that. And then you integrate your blog into your Facebook page. And then if you bring on Twitter as well, you can integrate all three of them into a really cohesive marketing opportunity for yourself.
Now, I myself am on Facebook a lot, as you had mentioned, that that's kind of the area that people will do. Information I give is pretty benign. I mean, I talk a lot about traveling, that sort of thing, things that go on locally. But as I want to transition my business in the new year, how do you recommend to do that in terms of, you know, I know Sharp Tongue Consulting and Loreen are the same person, but how do you recommend moving forward to be able to separate that out so I can spotlight my business?
Are you, Loreen, looking to separate the consulting from the travel sales business?
I want to promote myself more as a travel agent. Now, one of the things that you offer are packages to be able to do that. And what I would like to hear from you is what do you have to offer the agents that are listening? And how do they do that? Because a lot of people, they just keep their Facebook page to local things, friends, that sort of thing. But they want to be able to start promoting their business. And that's one of the things I'm planning on. And that's what I really heard out of your workshop is how do we as agents separate our personal Facebook pages and really aggressively become more known as home-based travel agents? That's kind of what I hear, you know, for our listeners. God, how do you do that? Facebook is great, but I really want to be more business.
Ah, that is a big question and a huge concern for a lot of people out there. And what I recommend is having a couple of different Facebook pages. You're going to have a business page, which focuses just on your business. And then you might have a personal profile that's Loreen at Home, which would be, you know, your crazy cousin from Milwaukee and your aunts and other friends from high school and college. And then you'll have another personal profile, which is the Loreen at Work page. So then on that Loreen at Work personal profile or personal page, there you would connect with colleagues that you know through the industry. And then that page would be tied to your business Facebook page. So you'll end up that way being able to separate those crazy cousins from your business connections, which I think is vital because they really don't, your business connections and your clients really don't need to know what you're doing on the weekend. But they really want to know what you're doing from a business perspective, where you're traveling to, who you're talking to on a podcast. And those kinds of topics can be put onto your business page and your personal profile that goes along with that business page.
Excellent, excellent.
So by separating them out, you get a clear, your clients get a clearer picture of who they want to work with or who they're going to be working with. And know you from a personal perspective, because you'll still talk about your fam trips that you go on, but they also will understand your more about your specialty and your niche market.
Got it. That makes total sense. That makes total sense. So a lot of people's business plans for the New Year's, how to move their business forward, how to make themselves shine. And this is actually a good recommendation. Now, one of the things I'd like you to mention, if you don't mind, because I want to give you the little shout out, is what are some programs that you put together that allows you to help travel agents promote themselves and to move forward? Because a lot of people really aren't all that familiar and aren't all that tech savvy, but you have packages to be able to help people be able to move forward until they're comfortable enough to be able to do it on their own.
Yes, and these packages really help people not only get started, but add to what they're maybe already posting themselves. So I have a basic Facebook package where I will build the Facebook site for you and include 3 Facebook entries over 7 days and then like and link to 10 relevant businesses, specifically relevant for each agent's business and specialty. And I'll load up 5 photos for the agents that sign up for this package, and also build an events page and list some of their upcoming events. So that might be a group tour that's they're selling, or a consumer night that they're promoting. And then they also get a list of some best practices to help them move forward, and a social media marketing guide. And then in addition to that, if they'd like, they can sign up for a monthly service on Facebook, which includes a monthly series of postings. So they get 3 posts per week for over a month's time. So that's about 12 posts over a month, and a checklist, and they get some other marketing opportunities for their site, where I would market and share their site with some other people. And then I also act as an administrator to just help out with any questions they might have when they're doing some postings on their Facebook page. And then for Twitter, I also have a package where I will set up their Twitter feed for them and make 5 tweets over 7 days on their behalf, and find 10 contacts for them to follow and set those people into Twitter lists. So once that's built, they're ready to go. They can roll on their own, or I can do the monthly maintenance package for them, which is an ongoing series of tweets, 3 tweets a week, so about 12 over a month's time. And then they, with that, they also get some strategies to help build their followers and an update every single month as well. So those packages are priced the same. The startup packages are $99 each, for Facebook and for Twitter. And then the monthly packages, I think these are a steal, because this takes the load off of these folks and gives them the chance to focus on what they're really good at, which is selling and marketing their own business through face-to-face contacts. And those monthly maintenance packages are only $30 a month for a 6-month time frame. So they're great packages. And the beauty of this is, you know, I used to be a travel agent myself, so I understand what consumers need to hear, and I understand what travel agents go through to make a booking these days. It's challenging. So with that understanding, I go through and research over 50 publications, find what's best for the niche market that each agent is in, and then take care of the actual technological part of posting for them. So in my mind, and what my clients tell me, is that it really takes the burden off of this, and it lightens their load, lets them be brilliant at what they're brilliant at, and gives them the chance to add in or weave in other posts along the way. Then, if a client is interested in LinkedIn, I will also set up their LinkedIn account for them and invite some relevant connections for them and join a couple of groups for them. And for that package, it's a $50 one-time sign-up fee for that. So again, they're all very reasonable, and coming from the background and the industry, I know what they're looking for. So it makes their life a lot easier.
And it's such a wonderful program that you have, and I really want to thank you. You sure caught my attention when we were at the NACTA conference, and you were the spotlight speaker, and I was like, wow, okay, we're busy. You talked about prioritizing things and how to sort things out and how to get your business going. Oh, and don't forget to do the social media part. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, so a package would be to be able to help support us to be able to move forward in addition to what we normally do on a daily basis. And I think it's absolutely amazing that you are offering this, and have not only having met you, but also listening to your podcast, you have a wonderful message that you're delivering. And I just want to thank you. And I hope our listeners understand this is a real way for in the new year for you to be able to help promote your business, bring it to a new level, and to take some of the pressure off, because what she's offering is to be able to help guide you to be able to do this, get your feet wet, and get you going. And then you can fly on your own, which is, I'm sure, your goal is to be able to have agents do this on their own once you help them get established.
Absolutely. And that's just fine. They can take it and run with it on their own. Or what they sometimes do is have me continue doing the posting for them. And then when they get really comfortable, they add on all kinds of other cool features to their Facebook page, like different landing pages or a welcome page, or they'll add on some extra tabs where they would have their blog roll right onto their Facebook page. So there's all kinds of other cool things that they can be working on, or they could work on it together with me, and build their page again to help them stand out from the crowd. Like those splash pages you see on some Facebook sites these days, they're fabulous for increasing the number of likes that you get on your page. Any splash page that you put out there is, they call it a welcome page or a splash page or a landing page. And it's what appears when a new person comes to your Facebook page. So it's a great way to welcome people there. And there's actually a stat on this, Lorene, that you might be interested in. And the stat is that people are 67% more likely to like your Facebook page if you have a landing page or a welcome page there. So having that page not only increases your visibility, it increases your likes as well.
Excellent. Excellent. And it is. It's all about promoting yourself as a business owner and being able to be fresh and new. And like you said, a splash page, what a great idea. Novel concept.
Yeah, they've really helped a lot of businesses. If you search around on Facebook, you'll see some great examples that Talc Tours does a fabulous landing page. And Celebrity also does a really good job with their landing page. So search around some of the suppliers that you deal with frequently, and you'll see examples of that. There's a couple of platforms where you can build a welcome page yourself, or you can have a web designer build something on your behalf. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page and you've not already liked me, you'll see a welcome page there, which welcomes people and offers them other resources, because one of the keys of that welcome page is providing some benefit right up front. So on my page, it gives people a direct link to some of my podcasts, which you talked about earlier, and it also directs them to my website if they want to go and learn more about the other things that I do. And it's really helped me increase the number of likes that I've had and help people understand a little bit more about what I do and how I can help them out.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I know we were going to talk about blogging, but if you don't mind, I would like to take that as a separate topic sometime in the new year, if you would be willing to come back onto the show.
That would be wonderful, because I agree. I think that's a topic unto itself.
Oh, that'll be great. And at that time, Barry, who is also a blogger, can also talk back and forth with you about it. It's an area that I'm interested in, and I think it would be of interest for a special topic for our listeners in the near future. Barry, would you be okay with that also?
Yeah, I would. And I do have a question. Actually, I guess I'm taking the viewpoint of maybe a devil's advocate. That's probably too bit of a bit of a strong term for this, but asking a question here that, you know, I might hear would be, well, I advertise in the newspaper in the Yellow Pages. Isn't that enough? Why do I have to do all this Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question, Barry. And I hear that same question as well. And personally, I think whatever advertising your dollars you're spending on that Yellow Pages ad or newspaper ad, see what you're getting back on that and measure your success there. And perhaps that's where your audience is, and you continue to do that and you'll be very successful. If you're finding that it's not paying off as well as you'd like, that's the time to explore some other ways to get your name out there, whether it's advertising on Facebook or whether it's having that Facebook presence, whether it's increasing your presence on Facebook by adding in some landing pages and adding your blog in there, adding podcasts on, adding SlideShare to it. You need to understand where your audience is and where you're getting the most bang for your buck. And maybe it becomes integrating both of those. Maybe in your newspaper ad, you put the Facebook icon and you put the Twitter icon to let people know that you're also in those mediums as well. And it gives them another channel, another way to get in touch with you and get to know you. And you know how the phrase goes, the more people know you and like you, the more likely they're to do business with you. So it's all about connecting with people on their turf and opening up as many channels as you can for them to get in touch with you.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions you hear out there, Barry?
I think that's the primary one.
Yeah. The other question I hear a lot is, you know, people always say, well, I'm so busy doing my work. When am I going to fit in social media? And how does this all play out in an everyday world? And the answer I have for that is, you know, maybe the real work that you're doing now truly is real work, but it can be changed a little bit to incorporate social media into it. Maybe the time you used to spend proofreading the ad for the newspaper, you now spend building an ad on Facebook. And maybe the time you used to spend proofreading from your printer that newsletter that you used to send out and stamp and mail every single month, now you spend that time writing and posting a blog instead, or writing and posting an email blast that gets sent out. So I think we're in a state of change, a lot of flux going on here, that we have to rethink what our real work is and what our strategy and our mission is.
Yeah, very good.
Good. Well, I'd like to thank you again for coming on to the show. It was an honor to meet you in person. And what would be the best way for people to learn more about what you have to offer? Many of our listeners are NACTA members and many are not. We're not affiliated with NACTA. We just happen to be members and want to promote things that we find useful for other home-based agents. But how would people reach you and find out more about what you have to offer?
Well, I like to open as many channels as possible for that. So they can phone me, and my phone number is 403-726-0171. And again, that's 403-726-0171. They can email me at catherine.heeg@cmsspeaking.com. And I'll spell that out for you, Lorene, if you want to post that somewhere as well.
Absolutely.
And they can also go to my website at cmsspeaking.com or check me out on Facebook at that same, Facebook is facebook.com/customizedmanagementsolutions. And my Twitter handle is simply my name, all run together, Catherine Heeg. And LinkedIn, you'll find me as well. And you'll also find me on Google+ these days.
Do you have any upcoming webinars or workshops that you're doing?
At this stage, we're planning some more things with NACTA. Of course, it's the end of the year, so they're getting all their ducks in a row for next year. So there are some things on the docket for that. And there's also a number of other things that are still on the docket at this point. Now it's the end of the year, and you know how that goes. Everybody sort of wraps up and then gears up again for next year.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we will make sure to mention them when you let me know when they are. Of course, I want our listeners to be able to experience you, and there are many ways to do it. So thank you for taking the time to come and talk. We will talk about a future date and get you on the books and be able to talk further and share your gift and talent. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Lorene and Barry. This has been wonderful.
It's been lots of fun.
And again, great meeting you a couple months ago, Lorene. It was wonderful to be able to connect that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's the core of relationships. It's you get to meet the people and go, wow, that person's really cool. And that, we have the luxury of bringing you on the show and extending that experience to other people. So that, yeah. I love doing that sort of thing. Barry, what is a good way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Laureen, how about you?
I'm pretty visible in the world. I have no anonymity left, and that's a good thing. I, like Catherine, it's easy to reach. I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And my Facebook page is Laureen R, and that's spelled LORENER. Thank you again for being on the show. We will connect again and find a future date.
Yes, thank you, Catherine.
Well, thank you both.
Well, thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Laureen, for arranging all these wonderful guests for the show. I really appreciate it. And I have three news articles for the show. And the first article is about travel agents. And are travel agents making a comeback? Well, according to the article, they are. An article in the Miami Herald from December 25th concludes that travel agents are making a comeback. This conclusion is supported by some evidence because a recent ASTA survey says that 44% of travel agents have seen an increase in clients during 2010. And the survey mentioned that the number of leisure travelers using the web to book travel dropped 6% from 2009 to 2010. So there's been a drop in web-based bookings of travel and an increase in the use of travel agents to book travel. Now, the article cited some of the reasons that travel agents are increasing their business because they offer knowledge of special destinations such as India or Africa, or the travel agent may specialize in honeymoon destinations or some other niche market. Now, another reason cited is that there is too much noise on the internet and making choices about travel is difficult and time-consuming. Leisure travelers are looking to the travel agent to cut through the noise, save some time, and add value to their vacation experience. Now, there's a link to this article in my show notes, so go to hometravelagent.net and take a look at the link. Now, speaking of specialties, you may want to consider specializing in medical wellness and travel. And this is the second article here in the series. And the first step in developing a specialty is learning all you can about that market. Now, the first time ever, you can attend the Wellbeing Conference 2012. Now, this conference is taking place in Scottsdale, Arizona. And what it's going to do, it's going to bring travel sellers, medical and wellness representatives all together in one location. Plus, there's going to be educational sessions on topics such as marketing strategies to reach consumers, wellness and medical travel innovations, preventive wellness treatments, and those preventive wellness treatments are treatments abroad. And there's going to be many more topics as well to increase your knowledge about this special niche market. And it's a growing market. So you may want to take advantage of this conference and go learn some things and make some connections here. Now, there's an early bird registration rate available through January 31st, 2012. So you might want to take advantage of that. Jump in there and get that early bird registration. And you can find out more about this and get to the article through a link in my show notes. And again, that's at hometravelagent.net. Now, the final article that I have here today is an article that predicts travel spending is going to increase in 2012. And it also says that more Americans are traveling farther for their vacations. Now, the prediction comes from a survey of travel agents, and it says that Amsterdam and Hong Kong made it to the top of the list for travel destinations in 2012. And Vietnam is moving rapidly up that list as an up-and-coming destination. Now, no surprise here, Las Vegas is the top U.S. travel destination, with Orlando coming in at second place. If you want to see if your niche destinations is on this list of top travel destinations and learn why people are spending more on travel in 2012, you can check out the link to the this is an MSNBC article, and it's in my show notes. Well, that brings us to a close of 2011 and a close to the show here for this year. Final show of the year, and we look forward to coming back to you again with a show here coming up in mid-January. And we do have an interview scheduled, and we're all ready to go with that show, and I hope you join us then. So until then, have a great new year, safe travels, and stay healthy out there, everybody. Bye-bye now.